Hello, I'm Pastor Doug Meacham from Grace Chapel in Westerville, Ohio, and we welcome you back to Life's Beautiful Journey Radio. Each week we will be talking about a different part of life, and this week we will be talking about coolness. Now, today we aren't talking about the kind of cool you feel from an air conditioner or a cool breeze. We are talking about that nonchalant attitude that we all may have felt at some point over the years, especially when we were younger, I'm sure. But, although I have wondered how movie stars and musicians and sports stars can stay so cool, and I heard it's because they have so many fans. Ooh, I know, I'm sorry. You know, by that joke, you can tell that I may be cool challenged at this stage in my life. It reminds me of the bumper sticker I saw on the back of a minivan one time that said, "I used to be cool." In another place, I saw a t-shirt for parents that said, "I used to be cool, but now I make up songs about going to the bathroom to sing to a mini version of me." Our idea of coolness definitely changes over the years, doesn't it? Now, when I was a kid, the pictures of being cool, that was easily found on the old sitcom Happy Days. And that's where Arthur Fonzarelli, known as the Fonz, would come in with his leather coat on, and he'd ride a motorcycle, and he'd just simply give the thumbs up and say, "Hey," to show how cool he really was. In fact, he was so cool that even electronic devices would be fixed with a smack from the Fonz as he'd hit it on the top of the actual device there. So I know the jukebox wasn't working. He'd come in and hit it on the top of it, and there it would start working. How cool was that, right? As kids, we all wanted leather jackets and motorbikes to try and be equally as cool, I think. In that same era, of course, coolness was also displayed in the movie Grease with John Travolta. And I can vividly remember playing with neighbor friends in the backyard and decorating our bicycles to be like the Grease lightning car in the movie. We would sing the song and have the lucky driver of the bike ride through like they were the actual car from the film. And we would kind of point at him and sing the song. It was just one of those things where I guess we had very vivid imaginations. You know, by high school, I found coolness in a couple of different areas of interest, both sports and music. Being a part of our high school soccer and basketball team, and of course the track team, that helped me at least feel like I was pretty cool around that facility. This came to fruition as I was elected to be a member of our homecoming court one time and was crowned the Sadie Hawkins King once. Most knew me for the track records I held, but I also excelled in soccer and, of course, for a while in basketball. That's another story for another day. But simultaneously, during those years, I joined and started to play out with a Christian rock band also. And in fact, my first real performing band, Cross, spelled with a K, as we have always said, formed by my friend Fred, we got to play for a field day at my high school. And it was like my two worlds were colliding. Those who knew me for participating in the athletic teams now saw me singing Christian rock on a stage set up on the school running track. It was kind of surreal. You know, I thought I was in the ultimate state of coolness at that point. That feeling continued then, of course, as the band Legacy ultimately came together after that first band that I mentioned. And that group really developed as, a big local act and, of course, had a big local following. In fact, we were featured on the local news one time. We played the largest arena in town at the time, and we were on the radio regularly. The coolness factor was just radiating from our pores, I think, at that time. You know, we would even have kids from the youth group asked to pose for pictures with us, and at concerts for other artists, people would even come up and ask for our autographs, and that was kind of embarrassing since we were just guests at the concert as well, and it was probably my closest brush with being famous for playing music in my life. And so I felt like I walked around with a cloud of coolness over my head. But as time went on, the band ended up breaking up, and we all went our separate ways. And the cool outfits I was wearing as I was a part of that band even left one girl from our youth group to say, "Doug, what are you wearing?" I had a bandana tied around my neck with a neon-colored shirt and parachute pants, so I guess it stood out. but it was humbling to have my look and attitude called into question. You know, other situations as I went through life continued to bring me back down to earth, and I did find other things to identify with that were cool in my book. Yes, I still played with bands all the way into my mid-40s, actually. I figured up the time our band played, I think, was around when I was 39 years old at Rock the Universe at Universal Studios. And that was probably the second most famous I felt, as we were escorted around to the front of the lines with a VIP tour guide on the rides and attractions in the park. And then we played the main stage, which is the same one Third Day and Toby Mac and other major artists were playing. But there were some humbling moments through those years as well. Of course, there at that event, we were eating back with the artists, and they were all looking at us like we weren't supposed to be there. They didn't know who we were. So that was a bit humbling. But then also we were playing for a baseball team in the Clearwater, Florida area one time. And it was still a little chilly in Ohio during the month that we were there. So I wanted to go to the beach and swim in the Gulf because I knew I couldn't do that at home with the temperatures there. But I was called out for wearing swim trunks, even though they were knee length. They weren't the skimpy ones, but they said Speedo in big letters on the back of the rear of the trunks there. And I believe our drummer at the time called me Sponge Doug Squarepants for wearing that modest version of a Speedo. Oh boy, pretty humbling. But I saw that the coolest thing I could do was to use that platform, of course, for performing music to show God's love and offer salvation. And I was finding more coolness in being the best husband and father that I could be. Plus, I found it cool to be known as a pastor and a minister of the gospel. That was a blessing. You know, having that responsibility was very cool. So I guess my perspective of coolness changed over the years, as it does for all of us, doesn't it? You know, it reminded me of the scripture in Romans 12:2 that says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." So the world was selling the idea of being cool, quote unquote. And you could even see from the 40s, the 50s, and 60s, all the way up through, that Hollywood was selling the image of smoking as being something that made you look cool. Remember that back in the day? You'd have billboards and newspaper ads and all sorts of things, commercials, until medical reports started showing how it caused lung cancer and heart disease with prolonged use. So even the world's idea of being cool has changed over the years, hasn't it? But what hasn't changed is God and His Word. And that's why the scripture I shared is so important. We need to quit chasing after what the world thinks is cool and be willing to allow the Lord to transform your mind with purity and a clear spiritual vision. That will then change your heart to understand what truly is cool. And that's walking with the Lord every day. I do have a new idea of coolness as I look ahead at the things I can do in retirement, like traveling and operating rental vacation properties, and most importantly, staying active in ministry, of course, here at the church and wherever else the Lord calls. For finding your path of righteousness is the coolest thing you could ever do, right? And knowing that is the best way to travel through life's beautiful journey. Our podcast, again, is sponsored by Grace Chapel Community Church, and more information can be found about the church at gracechapel.us. Again, that's gracechapel.us. Remember that you can also send me an email directly to PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. Again, that's PastorDoug, MEACHAM@yahoo.com. So won't you join us again next week for Life's Beautiful Journey? It will be our Season 9 finale, so I hope you can check that out. And we do appreciate it. So thanks again for joining us, and God bless.